Bienvenidos a the Midwest Flyers Podcast. I'm your host.
This is bad podcasting.
Joy Basayo.
Holy shit.
We got Cal Ness. What up? Quabby Cota.
Yup.
Cal's back, everybody.
I'm back, baby. I'm back. Yeah. Last week, not functioning super good. So this week, back to functioning a little bit better, feeling good. Pumped to be back here. I know you guys missed the shit out of me last week.
No, we had the A team last week.
Right.
That's what we called it.
Yeah. That's nice of you to call it that.
We had A and TT.
Yeah, that's bad. That doesn't even out very good. Let's just say Joey's eating crackers right now to do the intro, so it's good I'm back.
I'm starving.
It's unbelievable.
I'm starving.
Yeah. How is your sleep schedule, bro? You doing good?
No.
No.
No, I'm going to bed sometime right before 2.
Yeah.
Usually waking up at like 4, going back to bed, waking up at like 7.
Sure.
It hurts.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. 5 hours is 5 hours when they're not together. That's another thing I've learned in this process a little bit too. You know, when you get them in like 2 hour, 1 hour spurts, they're not even like sleep.
Doesn't even count.
It's not even real.
It doesn't count.
Doesn't feel like you slept. Feels worse. You feel worse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You get like a 2 hour nap, you wake up, you feel worse.
No, I can't take naps.
Yeah. I've never been a nap guy either. Essential, I think, to survival at some points of life, but mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. Can you get some intro music harder? Holy shit.
I'm almost done with a crack, if you swear.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, let me get one. I just take this one from your claw.
From my claw?
Those are as bland as they look.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a speck of salt on that cracker.
No, you wish for more.
My God.
You wish for so much more salt.
That is like communion cracker, bud.
No, nothing's shining in the light.
That is a communion cracker, dude.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Those are from Whole Foods.
It ain't good. I don't know. Probably from Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a Trader Joe's box.
Wow. My mouth has never been drier.
Wow, wow, wow. Son of a bitch, I need a drier cracker, please.
Those are... I mean, I could eat another one, but they're not good. Thank you.
I mean, I could eat another
one. They're not good. Oh. Is that salt?
Just a little bit more of a schmickle of sand on that one.
Is that
sand
salt?
Or salt? Hmm. I don't know. Have you got
Carter, I feel like you need to try one of these.
Nope, I'm good.
Have you dove into salt?
What do you mean? what do you mean, bro?
Like normal table salt versus Himalayan versus Celtic versus mineral salt.
Like what they all do and stuff? No, probably no, not as much as I probably should, but
because what do you
I do know there's
salt?
Some vast differences.
What do you use for salt?
I've gone back and forth from coarse sea salt that we put in a grinder or pink Himalayan sea salt. Mm. Those two. Are you going to make me not want to use those now?
No, no. I mean, coarse sea salt is bad. It's bleached, you know, it's bleached. So there's like nothing in there for you.
I've been eating bleach since I was a kid.
I know. And look at you. So
for sure. That third eye.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
No.
Let me get another cracker, though. Those are bleached for sure, huh? Why are you giving me your half-eaten cracker?
Because it was in my hand. I don't know what you want from me. No, we...
Not this one.
We switched over to...
this is a great podcast.
Yeah.
Celtic salt, constantly. Actually.
Okay.
And it's, like, really, really good for you.
Why?
It has many, many vitamins in there. One of them being iodine. Which is what you need to survive.
Like iodized salt.
No, it just has iodine in it.
Right, iodized salt. That's what you buy in the big shaker.
It's real salt.
Sure.
If you look at the ingredients on these other salts, they don't have what you need in them, which is iodine. They have sodium.
Yeah.
Bad.
I don't know enough about salt, but nope. Yeah.
Kind of
I do know that you need iodine, you know? Mm-hmm. There's obviously a difference when you look at the store and there's iodized salt.
Mm-hmm.
So
and people were saying they did a bunch of experiments on like salt curing your meat.
Mm-hmm.
If you use normal table salt or coarse salt, whatever, Sea salt. That's the word I'm looking for. Sea salt. You have to use three times as much.
Yeah, I know sea salt's not as salty, you know. Like, when you put it on your food, sometimes I feel like it doesn't taste as salty, maybe. I could be wrong, though. Have you ever salted your meat? Have you ever salted duck meat?
I have.
Really?
Yep.
Where have you done that?
Where have I done that?
Yeah, was that, like, with your dad at the cabin? Like, tell me some of that. I just never heard about it.
I did it in Minneapolis.
By yourself? Mm-hmm. How did that work? Like, what was that?
Made goose pastrami. Super good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a little salty. I think I put too much on there. Uh-huh. And this is before I knew about salt.
How'd you do it? Like, tell me the process you went through.
It was a while ago. I'd have to read up on it again. But essentially, you get it dry, and then you put a bunch of salt on it, and you put it in the fridge for, like, 20 days.
That's it.
Pretty sure. I might be missing a step or two, but you just, like, put it in the fridge for 20 days. You hang it. You have to hang it. That was the tricky
In the
part.
Fridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it can't be on something for some
reason.
How do you
keep the salt on it? When it just
you wrap
eventually
it,
just,
you wrap it with okay. like a paper towel or a saran wrap or I can't remember. It's been it's been what, 8
Somebody
years?
Who's like good at this is like, what the shut the fuck up, you guys.
You should just ask Corey Loeffler.
Yeah, I'm sure he
Food
knows.
God.
Yeah. He's got it figured out, I'm sure. Yeah, it's cool. I've thought about it. I think it would be like sweet to try to do pastrami sometime. We should do like, thanks, bro. We should do like, we should do some cool stuff with cooking. We could try like some weird stuff this year.
Oh yeah,
like make the best beef jerky we can. Little competition.
That'd be really fun. That'd be really fun. Yeah. I need to get my Traeger fixed.
I'll tell you what. I tried dehydrating beef jerky. Terrible.
Really?
So bad.
Why?
Like in a dehydrator.
Yeah. Those little like weird circle deals.
Tastes like shit. Tastes like shit, bro. When you smoke them, like smoked to being jerky, 100 million times better. So much better. Obviously. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, why would you ever choose that then? Like, it's so not good out of the dehydrator. Just make tacos out of that.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a waste of the meat if you're going to do it out of I bought a dehydrator to do it, thinking that'd be fun.
What'd that cost?
The dehydrator? I don't know. It was like $90 or $100.
No.
Something like that.
I just saw someone come up on my TikTok, how to make salmon candy. Dude, I cannot explain to you how good this looked. He made like a little cedar house that he put up next to his hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I had the best salmon candy out in Alaska. I bought it down here. It was awful. So then I called my captain up there who made it. And he told me how to do it. And I put these plans on my TikTok so you can go and watch them. And you can do it yourself. So he built like this little cedar house. And then he put these long strips of salmon in there with the skin on. And you just use a certain type of wood. I think it's cedar. I think it's
Hickory?
Cedar.
No, not cedar. Not cedar wood.
I can't Hickory remember. He put like brown sugar, maple syrup, and then something else on it. It was so simple.
And it just gets smoked inside of a cedar smokehouse, essentially. So it's smoked salmon.
But it was candy, salmon candy, because of the maple syrup and the brown sugar.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
It was done. And honey. And honey. It, the shit looked so good.
I love salmon.
Oh,
I really like salmon a lot. Yeah. I could eat it every week for sure. Mm-hmm. But some people don't like salmon. It's definitely kind of got a flavor to it.
Remember when Loeffler brought us salmon?
Yeah, that was
salmon?
That was unreal.
It was good. And Roy even overcooked it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I do
He was
know.
Like, yeah, I'll cook you guys some salmon. I was like, hell yeah. Comes over, he's like, here you go. And I'm like, oh.
Cook the salmon.
We're cooking it. Okay.
So yeah.
Thank you for the salmon. We will cook it.
For sure. Happy
And Roy
to
and I are like, oh, shit, what do we do with this?
Don't fuck it up. No, it was amazing.
That
it
was still
amazing.
Really good.
That was so good.
And then going off of the salt thing, how do they categorize our meat? Like, is it farmed? Is it not farmed?
Right. Yeah, this is
They're getting freaking wild.
Did you know
they're
lab-growing chicken?
Yeah.
It's not even real. It's not a real bird.
No, it's not real meat.
It's like fake meat.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Carter?
No.
All the chicken.
Did you know the House or Congress just passed a law that companies do not need to identify if they were adding mealworms to their meat?
Wild.
So, like, someone was like, hey, you got to tell us what's in the meat. And then they're like, well, let's pass a bill. And they're like, no, we're not going to pass that bill. We're going to pass a different bill that they don't have to identify it. What?
I'm not sure if that's how it did or didn't go down, but that's insane. If there's a law that they don't have to tell us about what's in our food.
Well, think about it. How many times do you see contains blah, blah, blah is from this country? Like, everything is labeled on how it's made and where it's from. They're now saying you don't have to put in there if you put mealworms in your meat. What the fuck?
That's crazy. I don't even know how they do that.
Unacceptable. Why are our politicians lobbying that?
I will say, I
how
do
much
know
money
that,
are you being paid?
I do know that, like, the beef that you buy at the store has water added to it. Like, they add water to your beef at the store.
And coloring.
Yeah.
And coloring.
Which is kind of crazy. Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to do it like Corey Loeffler. Just grow everything and, you know.
I'm trying to get there.
It's crazy.
It's an expensive lifestyle.
For sure.
It's an expensive lifestyle.
To get it going, at least.
I almost feel like I need a second wife. You know, like, this wife is for the children and the cooking and the cleaning, and this wife is, like, gardening.
Yeah.
You know, and raising livestock and
that's
chickens.
Wild as hell.
And
you're crazy.
Think about that, though. Like, all of that, and, like, the man is just gone. That's a lot of work for one person.
For sure. Yeah, you got to figure out a way to not be gone.
I just got to convince my wife that we need another one of her.
Yikes. Yeah. Good luck, bro.
Monogamy.
Yeah, yikes. Well, man, I wish you the best of luck. I'm not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole. Good luck to you. Yeah, but I think we should do some cool stuff this year with some cooking stuff. We do just some fun little comps.
I'm down. Roy has been making all of our Canada geese and ramen.
Oh, I bet that's fire.
It's fire.
Just super thin sliced, cooked in broth.
Yeah, well, we're actually pulling it apart. So it's like almost like pulled pork, but it's with Asian
spices and seasoning.
Seasonings, yeah.
That sounds fire.
It is unbelievable. It made Jeff turn on a top.
Oh.
Pond Jeff.
Yeah.
He loved it.
Yeah.
Freaked out. Your wife made this? With geese? You got to bring me all your geese now.
It's yeah. Like,
well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I love anything. You can make any type of waterfowl tastes so good with Asian stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I think this year at opener, we should do Mongolian beef as a side.
Like, with the birds?
Yeah, with some of the ducks. Be really easy to do. It's just sautéing.
Just rice and...
You can do some stuff on the grill. I'll make Mongolian beef. Do some white rice.
All right.
Be fire.
All right. You remember, we've never cooked for Logan. He's always cooked for us.
True. No, I cooked, though, the one day.
Yeah, but not my way, you know.
Oh, you mean just grilling them and bacon?
Yeah, bacon and duck sauce. It's just, it's a staple.
It is.
You know?
It is really good.
And so with him coming here for only Carter's wedding, nothing else, has nothing to do with chicken sheet. I'm going to cook him some fire-ass duck.
Nice.
We're going to eat duck every day he's here.
Nice.
But then Gavin's like, yeah, Logan's going to stay at my house because he doesn't want to bother you and Cal because you just had babies. I was like,
oh.
Stop. Just stay here, you weirdo. He probably doesn't want to wake up in the middle of the night to
that's what it
baby.
Is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him.
I'm going to get him too drunk one night, though, and make him stay here and endure it.
Hell yeah.
Just endure.
I'll piss him right off.
Piss him right off.
Unbelievable.
Better than being pissed on, mate.
This podcast is brought to you by First Light, by the way. And they have some awesome new solid colors out on their website.
Walnut.
Big fan. We had some of the stuff last year. It's sick. It's a super dope color. Go check it out, firstlight.com. And with that, you want to debate or you want to draft?
Oh, you just want to instantly debate. We can instantly debate.
Oh, no, we don't. Okay.
No, we can instantly debate, dude.
All right, let's debate.
Let's get hot and heavy with it.
Let me have a crack or two, though.
Why don't you explain to the people that their vote doesn't matter to you?
Well, it's a skewed voting system.
And why do you think it's skewed, Cal?
I don't think it's skewed.
You don't think it's skewed now?
No, I know it's skewed.
So the people, so the people's voices don't mean anything.
No, the people's voices mean something if they listen and then vote. But I think Hate to say it, I think we got some folks riding Joey a little bit without checking the real debate. So I'm just going to throw it out there. I know for a fact people have admitted to it.
How many?
I can't go into details because I don't want to alienate people.
No,
hundreds.
No, not.
Yeah. So
was it people two
admitted,
people? Was
no,
it two people?
It was more.
How
people
many?
Have admitted.
How many?
Joey, again, I'm not trying to alienate our listeners.
No, but just
I
like,
appreciate all of our listeners.
Let's get
even
all the facts out on the table.
Even if they don't vote for a very clear winner, I still appreciate the hell out of them. But I think we need to be a little bit more, you know, let's listen to the debate. Let's listen to the debate, then let's vote for the
debate. Why are you saying that? Because you feel like you won no matter what?
No, I know that I've won a couple of them. It doesn't matter. I don't care. You guys vote however you want.
Do you think it's possible that I'm just better at debating than you are?
No.
No.
No way.
Both of you.
I don't think
zero chance.
No.
That hurts my feelings.
Sorry, dude.
I think we might have a pride issue here.
It doesn't hurt my feelings that people don't vote for me.
The people are wrong.
I really actually don't care.
Oh, you're Trump in the 2020 election. Unreal.
What is that?
Oh, if I lost, it's an unfair election. That's how you are right now. Unreal.
A lot of people would say it was, so.
Would you like me to intro the draft?
Sure, man. Bring it up. Or you mean the debate.
Yep, that's what I meant.
Great.
So
let's do the debate.
Yep. Sounds good. So the great debate.
Who's better looking?
Oh, me.
Is that the debate?
The great debate. I give a topic, and then these two debate whether they agree or not. Today, Cal is picking his side first.
What's the debate?
The topic is, what's harder to hunt, ducks or geese? And Cal, what side are you picking?
Crackers.
I think geese.
Yeah.
You saying geese are harder?
I think geese are harder to hunt. I'm going to let you start. Lay the groundwork.
Thanks.
I don't like starting. I think ducks are harder, man, because there are so many of them, and they're actually a lot more harder to pattern.
A lot more harder?
They're a lot more difficult. How's that?
Much better, Grammar King.
Thank you. I'm just so nervous.
You are the Grammar King, though. I'll give you that.
I am the Grammar King.
I don't know more about grammar. I always get worked in the grammar department.
And just vernacular in general. Vocabulary, vernacular.
That's true.
Vocabulary for lessers.
For dummies.
Plebs.
for plebs. Yeah.
No, I think ducks are harder because they travel in such bigger groups than geese, and so you constantly have more eyes looking down on you, whereas more things can go wrong. A lot of people will say that you can just turn on the spinner and ducks will come in. Sure. Absolutely. But you won't be getting that many ducks in within the 40-yard range, you know? And they are a lot harder to hit in the air because they fly a lot faster than geese. They're a lot smaller target. And then also, with ducks, you are supposed to focus on male versus female, whereas geese, they all look exactly the same. So you're adding an extra challenge in duck hunting that you don't have for goose hunting. And so that's essentially my very limited, small entering monologue.
That's your, like, opening monologue?
Yeah. I'm not going to go into crazy detail right
sure.
now.
All right. Geese are harder to hunt.
I win.
Yep, that's over. And honestly, that's probably how the votes will look. So let's just pack it up. Geese are harder to hunt, I think. And there's a lot of reasons why. I think one of the main reasons that geese are harder to hunt, first off, is you need a lot more gear. So just being able to get into the entry level of being able to seriously goose hunt, the time, the commitment in terms of financially, and just like figuring out where you can goose hunt are way, way harder. Just breaking into it right away. If you want to hunt geese seriously, you have to hunt fields. You know, that's how you're going to be successful hunting geese. Sure, you can go to ponds, you can shoot a few geese, but if you're a goose hunter, you're hunting fields, which means you either need land or you need permission. So your commitment level to shoot geese automatically out of the gate, way higher. Then, if you want to feel like you have a really good shot at being successful, you're going to need a serious number of decoys. I would say, just to start feeling like you can go and hunt multiple locations, you probably need, and even if it's silhouettes, that's fine, but you need 120 decoys. That's going to get you off the ground of just like... I mean, that's realistic.
Okay. Yeah. No one has ever gone out with six shells.
Of course they have, dude. Of course they have. You can start that way. 100%. Yeah. But if you feel like you want to like be able to hunt different situations and hunt numbers of geese, then you need 100 decoys. You can do it with less, for sure. But a lot of the time, if you're able to do it with less, you know, you're going to rely a little more on like some of the calling, your hide, and some of that's situational, right? So if you're just starting out, especially like goose hunting is way harder because of those two main points, the gear alone, and then the commitment to like the land and where you can actually hunt them.
Do you hunt ducks in fields too?
You can.
Yeah. But do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's the same amount of permission.
No, because with ducks, you can just go out and you can hunt ponds, you can hunt lakes. There's tons of...
You can do that with geese, too.
I just said in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you just repeating me? Is this repeater?
No, you're making it sound like you don't do the same things for ducks, and I'm saying that you do.
Yeah, but you could be a successful duck hunter and be able to go out every weekend, walk in to water access, and hunt ducks and have a good day. If you were in the right spot, if you scouted them, there's tons of public land opportunities. There's not a lot of public cornfields. So no. You want to be really successful hunting geese, you're looking for ag fields, you're looking for cornfields, which means you either need to have land or you need to have permission. You don't have to have that to hunt ducks. Some of the best duck hunts you can be on are in cornfields.
Multiple areas of
the
country.
For sure. Yes, there are. But a lot of those other areas, there's cattle ponds, dude. Like, there are some small water opportunities.
None of those are.
They're not public.
Yeah.
Yep, you need permission. But a lot of farmers care a lot less about you shooting a little cattle pond on a piece of property they might not be using than they do shooting their cornfield that's 60 acres. It's out their back window. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, again, I'm just saying, I think that a lot of those areas that you're talking about, too, you're talking about a lot of, like, lesser hunting more so. They're not doing a lot of, like, early season, you know, Canada hunting.
Yeah. No, they're like Tennessee, Kansas, and Oklahoma.
Right? Not doing a lot of, like, early season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they are doing it. I'm just saying,
Tennessee
like, Minnesota's a known spot. We're talking about Minnesota right now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what you said in the first draft, that we'll talk about Minnesota specifically, or debate.
Well, if that's what you want to talk about, Minnesota only, then we can.
We can talk about the whole country if you want. My mindset was just Minnesota. A lot of goose hunting here.
Sure.
And on top of all this, right, the other thing is, the goose call is more important than the duck call. For sure. I'm not saying a duck call is not important, or that it can change your hunt, but you damn well know. I know you are debating a side right now, but silence will be your answer. There is way more power in having a ton of great goose callers on the right day than there is to need to have like a ton of great duck callers on the right day, especially in Minnesota.
Situational.
Sure. It's situational, sure.
It is situational. Yeah.
Sure, man.
If that's the case, then just let me duck call when we go duck hunting.
I'm telling you right now, goose calling is far more important. This is what you resort to? You're going to resort to attacking me? No. Sad.
No, I'm just...
Very sad.
You're the one talking about
sad.
The importance.
If anyone listens to this debate, sad.
How is that an attack?
Why don't you just let me duck call then?
Well, if we don't need that many duck callers, then...
We don't.
But if we need that many goose callers...
Yeah, goose calling more important.
Sure,
being good at... Calling geese when you are a goose hunter is more important to the direct relation to you being successful. Goose calling is more important to being successful if you're a goose hunter than it is being a good duck caller if you're a duck
hunter. Which bird do you think is harder to kill, a duck or a goose, while you're shooting them?
While you're shooting them? I'd have to say geese.
Everything's happened.
Yeah, I'd have to say
everything's
geese.
Happened.
I'd have to say geese. Geese are... No, yeah. And the thing is, dude, like, geese are tough. Okay? Mm. So unlike a duck, you know, you get a duck with one or two BBs, dead. You get a goose with one or two BBs, gone. He's gone, man. 100%. And geese tend to like to do this thing where they'll hover at 40 yards from you, dude. They're smart. You know, if a duck's committed, he's coming. He's coming all the way to you. A lot of the time, they get a little finicky, you know, 40 yards, 30 yards, whatever. But shooting a duck at 30 yards is a lot easier than shooting a goose at 30 yards.
I do not agree.
Your shell is just, at that point, you know.
Dude, the duck is smaller and harder to hit. It moves quicker than a goose, and it flies faster than a goose.
And it takes less BBs to kill it than a goose. So you
I
know,
can argue one good pellet
like
to
you,
the brain.
You know, you're.
I can argue one good pellet to the brain on any bird.
Sure,
will
you know,
it.
But not all of us are Dr. Spaulding. Okay, so let's take it down a notch on the you know doing coronary arteries and shit. Shot right. him in the artery, left
well,
artery.
Think about a teal that. Versus a goose.
Yeah, for sure. Take
is
a
it,
lot less BBs. You know, you get that
teal,
shot even close in the range. One BB, dead teal.
The teal on average flies 55 miles
I've seen
an hour.
A lot more geese fly away from people than ducks.
I've seen a lot more ducks fly away than geese.
You know? What? How many times are there where you see...
Are we lying or are we having a debate
How
here?
Many times are there where you're like, you watch 12 geese come in, and then you shoot two of them, and you've got six shooters, and then 10 of them fly away, and you're like, what the hell, guys? When ducks come in and they finish at 20 yards, 12 of them... You're shocked if there's not like six or eight dead every time.
But it happens a lot.
It will happen sometimes. I feel like you watch more geese fly away than you do ducks. If you get them in tight, people are bad shooters, you know, and then they miss a little bit. You miss a little bit with a duck, dead teal. You miss a little bit with a goose, gone. Bro,
you are lacking so bad right now. Think about it this way. Okay.
Carter.
What's the wingspan?
That's a good point.
What's the wingspan of a duck, of a teal?
I don't know.
7 feet.
Seven feet?
Yeah, 6, 7 feet. What do you think? Like
18
24 inches? 24 inches? 20 inches? Sure.
Let's go big. Let's
okay.
say it's 24 inches.
Sure.
Because we know it's not.
We don't know.
It might be it might be 18
uh-oh,
inches.
Oh, Joey, are we going to have another statistics problem for you at the end of this pod here?
Guess it wouldn't matter, though, would it?
Why? You just lost.
Because I win the debate anyway.
Joey buys votes.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I buy them.
Yeah. A blue-winged teal wingspan is 23 inches.
Okay. So we're going big at 20.
Uh-oh.
Now look up a goose.
But, Joey, when they're flying and they tuck in...
How
what
often
are, you
are
saying?
They?
How
often are they tucking
you see
in
a lot
at
of people
30 yards?
Taking one BB to the wing and the goose goes down. You winging a lot of geese?
I've seen a lot of geese get winged and then they land on the
not
water
ducks?
In the field. Not really.
Shut the fuck up. I've seen more winged birds on opening day than you've ever seen in a goose bit.
Or you must not have goose hunted a whole lot and been guiding a whole lot. Because the amount of times I'm running through the field after a damn goose is a lot more than a duck.
You don't run after him in the water, bud. And if you had, you'd be thinking about it a lot more. You're sending your dog to go get him.
Yeah, I usually hit them when they hit the water.
Easy. Easy money.
What's the wingspan of a goose?
Canada goose wingspan.
Is it 24 inches? Or?
Okay, average wingspan of a Canada goose.
5 feet?
61 inches. 5 feet.
A big bird.
Well,
so
they
it's
don't...
two times the size of a duck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if that's all you wanted to say, absolutely. Then
yeah,
a teal,
so if you're shooting a baseball-sized load of shotgun shells at it,
yeah.
I would say hitting a 5-foot target is a lot easier than hitting a 2-foot target.
But the thing is, dude, with the teal, you got to hit so much less on target. You get it? Like, if you're leading that bird too far or too little, you're still putting enough ding, ding, couple little beebs in it. A couple little BBs in a teal.
You could say
teal.
The same thing about a goose.
But the thing is, with a goose, even if you're just a little off, he could take 3-4 BBs to the body and fly away.
Not if you're shooting Migra, but.
True.
Easy plug. I'm not gonna debate that, you know, but. I mean, I'm just saying, I think that you will literally watch when you bring new hunters out, when you bring people out with you. You watch more geese fly, especially like in wind. Like, great day for hunting geese, 15 to 20 mile per hour wind. Got a 15 to 20 mile per hour wind, geese at 20 yards.
Yeah, you have an easier chance of killing a goose than you do a duck because it's bigger and they fly slower.
You have an easier chance for a goose to leave and fly away because you didn't put your BBs right on the money in that wind. You see a lot of geese fly away, man. Geese are harder to hunt, bro. You need to be a better caller. You need
statistics.
More gear. You need more land. You need permission. What are we losing in here? What's harder about a duck?
Speed. Body size.
So you're literally saying the only thing that's harder about hunting ducks is that they're harder to shoot? No, that's just the topic
that I'm talking about right this second, because you keep saying that it's harder to kill a goose.
I'm saying if we're having the debate, we're talking about all the conglomeration of the things. There's nothing a goose is loot. You need more permission to hunt geese.
I could argue it's just
so
the
you're
same.
Gonna say conjecture. Okay,
it's exactly this the same because I hunt ducks in fields. Yeah,
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this is what happens when you start losing an argument.
What
conjecture? That's every answer.
No, you can do the same thing for ducks as you do for geese.
You don't have to, though. That's the beauty of it.
You're right. You don't have to.
Yeah, because you can be successful on the water with them, on public water.
You can geese, be successful you on geese to, on public need, water.
You can be, but it's a lot harder and less likely. A lot harder to convince geese when they've just left a feed to come and sit down on in your little spot that they haven't been going to.
Based on what?
Based on how many times we've done that, and you see geese
your personal experience.
Yeah, bro, I'm sure you're gonna do. What are you gonna do? There's a guy in Tennessee that hunts the same pond every day, and he shoots the shit out of him. I mean, like, we're talking about the overall, you know, body of work here. It's harder to decoy geese to water than it is to a field.
I mean,
what conjecture?
Based on what, Cal? Your personal experience?
Is it not your personal experience? Are you lying or are you being serious?
No, I can do it
is
on both.
Is this the debate or is this...
I can do it on both.
All right, man.
You can kill birds on both, period. Yeah. It just matters on your area, time of day, your level of calling.
All right, bro.
Doesn't matter.
The
question. Amount of decoys you have or don't have, spinning wings or not, jerk rig or not. If there's a food source there, if it's a
Carter,
loaf.
You want to shoot 6 geese tomorrow morning? You hunt a field or you hunt in a pond?
Me, personally, I would hunt a field.
Got it. Sounds good.
Sure. If I wanted to kill 6 ducks, I could go to a field. Or I could go to water. If I wanted to go shoot geese, I could go hunt a field
but
or hunt water.
But it's harder because you don't have to hunt a field tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? You can be in a good situation on water for ducks. Much more access for people. Don't have to have a field.
And you don't have to have a field for geese.
How much you hunting geese, bro, on public water where you're just out there like, this is a great goose spot. I've never had somebody say to me, dude, you know what we're doing tomorrow? I got this awesome public water goose spot that we're going to go to. Have you ever heard somebody say that to you? Don't say yes.
Yes.
You have not.
I have brought you to said spot many times and we have killed many geese on said public water.
You didn't bring me there for the geese. Ever.
And we killed a lot of geese, didn't we?
Dude, we've killed some geese. Yeah, I've killed geese on water, bro. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you that nobody really calls you ever and is like, man, I've got this slammer public water goose spot that I've been scouting tomorrow. No. No.
Get more friends, I guess. We actually have a video on that, on how to meet more people in hunting. True. So go check that out.
Nice plug.
But no, bud, I think just purely based on, because you brought in, there's a lot more decoys that are needed for geese. You have to get more permission for geese because it's easier to kill them in fields.
True.
Both are the same for ducks. We
Both
use
are
a
not
lot
the same
of,
for ducks.
If I want to hunt ducks in a field, I have to get permission.
Sure.
If I want to hunt ducks in a field, I got to put out more decoys in the field than I do in the water.
You don't have to, though.
You're going to have a better hunt.
You don't know that. That's not true, and it's not even remotely true, bro. Like,
you don't know that, he says.
I'm just telling you that you and the same one other guy could be hunting you could hunt a field, he could hunt water. Public water. Right? And unless you've watched tons of mallards drop in there into that field, if it's a goose field and you're just like side hunting ducks, that guy has a great chance to shoot more ducks than you that day.
I just don't agree with you. I just don't agree with you.
Partial bystander, just a quick question for both of you.
Yeah.
On the duck side, if you're going in blind to a hunt, you didn't have a scout, would you go to a field or a water source? No scout.
Repeat the question again.
If you had to hunt tomorrow and you didn't know where birds are, would you go to a water source that is public or would you get permission on a random field?
Don't lie.
I would go to water.
Okay. Cal, for geese, would you try a field or would you go to water?
I would try a field.
Okay.
You're more likely to have geese on water in Minnesota, right? Doesn't matter what time of day. You're more likely to have geese on the water than you would in a random field without a scouting report.
What about traffic hunting? This is all.
But we don't know if there's geese there.
It doesn't matter. That's literally why it's called a traffic hunt, bud.
No,
if you know that there's geese in the area,
well, that's
sure.
But that was part of the question.
It's the same part of the question for ducks.
You don't know if there's birds.
You don't know if there's birds for ducks.
Right. I would never go to a field versus water. To hunt geese.
Shut the fuck up.
If I don't know there's geese in the area, I'm not going to a field.
Joey, you have to understand.
I'm being 100% serious.
Are we talking about our area, or what is this? I like drove to the middle of Oklahoma, and now I just have to hunt a field, and I've never been there in my life.
Just say you're going to North Dakota for a hunt.
North Dakota?
Yeah.
Okay, North Dakota. So we have a location. So if you had not scouted, you were going to North Dakota.
I'd go to the water source.
Yeah, and I would go to a field if I was hunting geese.
And who do you think would kill more?
I think that you would, because ducks are easier to hunt.
Okay.
What?
Okay. No, no.
You really think I'm wrong? You would. You would feel more confident in North Dakota going to a water source without scouting it than I would going to a field.
For either species. For either species, I would go to the water.
I just don't believe you. I understand you have a job to do here. You have to debate a topic.
But this is outside of my job. This is true life. I would go to the water source.
That's bad advice, people at home. Don't do that. If you're trying to hunt geese in North Dakota during hunting season and you haven't scouted and you have permission on a cornfield that you know there's some birds in the area at least.
But we're told
we know
we
if
don't
it's
know
in
if
North Dakota,
birds.
We know there's birds around somewhat. Okay, like you know there's some geese somewhere by. Like you're not. Unless you're in, like, the Black Hills, like, I don't know, maybe.
I don't know. Birds need water to survive, and they're going to be on that water at some point. So, they don't need to eat that day. There's a lot of days where they don't eat. So,
for sure
won that part of it, and that's okay.
Didn't win.
That's okay.
It doesn't matter. Like, remember, we know. It's fine.
You can vote on Instagram who won. It'll go out the day we do this poll. Or do this the day the episode comes out.
Throwback Thursdays.
Yep, Throwback Thursdays. Yep.
Go vote. I really don't care. If you guys think Joey won that, vote for Joey.
He really doesn't care, guys. He really doesn't care.
I actually don't.
Do we want to go right. Straight into the next
Yeah,
segment?
Let's draft, dude. Let's have a little fun.
All right. So the draft, we each draft three of whatever the topic is in a circle order. Joey's starting today because Cal started last time. And this week's topic is best gas station food. Oh,
Joey, can I have a cracker?
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
So, Joseph, you would be first.
Best Hold gas that. Station food?
Best gas station
This is a good
food.
One. I really think it's good because we're all going to have different answers, too.
Dude, it's just general, right?
Best
but
gas.
Just pizza. Pizza in general, whether it's breakfast pizza, whether it's a good slice of pepperoni.
That pound.
You are just going to do no wrong by getting gas station pizza, period.
Casey's.
You really like Casey's.
Casey's gas station pizza. Very good. Their breakfast good.
You'll clog an artery, but yeah.
Yeah. You need a couple of napkins.
No, you need about 15.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
You need about 15, and the second that thing gets cold, just chuck it out the window.
Yep. Remember when Dave Porno went to Iowa and they said that the best pizza in Iowa was at Casey's?
Did they actually?
Yeah. He ate it. Yikes. It was bad. It wasn't a good review.
Yeah.
All right. Am I up next or you?
Is it crackers?
Okay, Carter. Crackers.
For me, we get one drink, person, right?
Yeah.
My one drink would be the nipple Gatorade. The best in the morning out of the nipple bottle.
Did you see Dustin Wolf's Snapchat story the other day?
I did, and I agreed 100%. It is just the best.
He goes, no. Gatorade just tastes better out of the nipple bottle.
Yeah.
And he's got a point. For some reason, it does have extra sugar in it or something.
No, you just go back to your roots and just drinking it
when
out of that bottle. Yeah, drinking it out of that bottle just brings it back.
Carter likes to pretend he's drinking from a nipple.
Yes.
Carter.
Primal roots.
Still a baby.
Yep.
Still a baby boy.
Still the best.
Yeah, what's your favorite Gatorade flavor?
The blue.
Cool Blue?
Yes.
Cool Blue is fire.
It's the best.
Yep.
Blue anything is better.
Secondary flavor, lemon lime.
Ugh. No.
See, I know. That's why I had to say it, because everybody's like, yeah. I don't know why people don't like it. I feel like some people like it.
No.
I like lemon lime.
I'm out on that.
What's your secondary flavor of Gatorade?
Mountain Berry Blast. Thank you, Jesus. No, that's also blue, but that's Powerade. But
that's Powerade. That is I actually like blue Powerade better than blue Gatorade.
Honestly, if I'm being honest, if they don't have blue, I'm not drinking it.
Okay.
But if I'm like in dire straits.
Glacier Freeze, though? The light blue?
Yeah, that was mine.
This blue, you know?
No, they're different.
No, they're way different.
But so it's different.
Cool still blues. Blue. I was going to say blue aside, because okay. Like I said, if there's no blue, I'm out.
Okay.
Orange.
Yeah, orange is good. I like orange.
The blue and red mix is pretty good, too.
That's gross. All right, man. So you're weird. All right, I'll go drink, too. My number one is Red Bull. Big Red Everybody Bull. Likes Red Bull, dude. And they got all the flavors now. So many options. So many. I'm a blueberry guy myself. Hard blueberry Red Bull kick.
Blueberry is fire.
So good.
Pookie's looking fire tonight.
All right, two.
Well, like, I'm not on the energy drink kick anymore.
For now.
No,
I've heard this 10 times in my life with you.
No, I've never gone this long.
Okay.
Ever. So I'm like, I'm done. And I even had one in South Dakota. It was fucking ass. I didn't even finish it.
It was like a month ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, but I had stopped for several months.
Yeah.
Before that. But anyway.
Yeah.
My favorite drink at a gas station is probably Liquid Death. And if they don't have Liquid Death, it'd be some sort of carbonated water, sparkling water.
Gross.
Ew. Is that your number
I like
two?
Like it sometimes. It's my but number then, one. Like in the blind, no chance, bro.
No.
Yeah, I think I'm addicted. I think I'm addicted to carbonation.
Yeah.
Like just carbonation in general. Because if I have a LaCroix, dude, I'm good. I could drink club soda. I'd be fine. But like when I'm really craving something, it's like the only thing that I want from a pop is the carbonation, period. So sparkling water, I'm set. Set.
That's gross.
My number one.
I love the meme. LaCroix is like drinking sparkling water and someone in the next room yells a fruit. Lime! It's awesome.
That shit is hilarious. Yeah. Someone was holding a blueberry over the can. They just
dusted it. Yeah, a little dust. All right, Carter, two.
My number two, I'm going for like Sharon, beef jerky. It's a good blind snack to have. You can share it with people. Get your meat in for the day.
Get your meat in for the day? So Carter's day starts with looking for a nipple and some meat?
Well, when he's away from his boyfriend, he needs to get his meat in somehow.
Carter, you start your day looking for a nipple and some meat.
Who doesn't?
What the fuck? You know, get your meat in
and
for
if
the
he's,
day.
And if he's lucky, nipple meat.
Find a nipple bottle.
Yeah, it's fire.
You need help,
beef jerky's good.
Oh, my God.
Definitely need help. All right. That's fucking insane. Some meat and a nipple. All right. My number two would be, I feel like it's hard to miss with bacon, egg, and cheese.
You fucker.
It's hard to miss with bacon, egg, and cheese.
You fucker.
Sausage gets sketchy.
Yep.
Because
sausage, you don't know what's in the meat.
Yeah. And it tastes different at every single one of them. And then it's always super greasy. And so it's just a gamble a little bit.
My stomach instantly turns.
I like Quick Trips. But like it depends on which gas station. So, but bacon, egg, and cheese, I think it's solid. Just like you can't fuck that up too bad.
Yeah, I was going to say bacon, egg, and cheese, croissant, you bastard.
I don't care what it's on, muffin, croissant.
You can't miss. Because with a muffin, dude, sometimes it's a literal plate.
Dry. So dry.
It's a literal plate.
That is an issue.
It's bad.
Yeah.
And then you're taking stuff out, and then you look at the egg, and you're like, this isn't a real egg.
Yeah.
Someone heated this up in a microwave with plastic around it.
Yep.
It's not a real egg.
In fairness, pizza was my number two. This was my backup number two.
There you go. There you go. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Number three.
No, my number two for food.
So you get two food and one drink. So this is your last one.
I'd have to say an apple fritter. Apple fritter always
hits.
That's
good. Except for sometimes it doesn't. And it's really dry, and the fruit is like
I've never really had an apple fritter unless it was after like 2 p.m. that was dry.
Some of those gas stations bring them in, bro, and they're like 2 or 3 days old by the time you're having them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell like, by looking at them, though. But like a holiday a holiday apple fritter,
holiday
when there's a
trip,
bunch.
Casey's are all,
when there's
Casey's
a bunch.
Trash.
Casey's apple fritter.
Casey's donuts, I think, are just trash in general. Whatever. But yeah holiday and Quick Trip, yeah.
Yeah, Quick Trip glazers and then apple fritters from Holiday are pretty fire. We just don't go into BPs or Exxons or no. Mobiles.
Yep.
Just don't do that. You don't do that. That's how you actually get food poisoning.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yep.
Notice how none of us said gas station hot dogs so far.
Right.
Because that's you don't mess with that.
Very important.
You don't
I learned
do that.
That in high school the hard way.
2 for 49 cents. Are you kidding me? They've been out here for how long? 14 hours? Fuck yeah.
It's every kind of meat possible. It's
so gross.
All right, Carter, you're 3.
Well, you've got pigtail in this? I'm down.
For sure.
You got hoof? Bring it on.
Gizzard.
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 My number 3 to round up the lineup.
Yeah, round it up.
Reese's Fast Break candy bar. Have you had that before?
Yeah.
It's so good. If you need a candy, that's my favorite candy bar. That one hits.
Just like, now when he's going to talk, now I'm just like, all he wants is a nipple and some meat, dude. This guy's buying Reese's Fast Breaks, nipple bottle Gatorade, and beef jerky.
Yeah.
10 years old, bro.
Yikes. Yeah, but it's
10 years
it
old.
Hits.
Yeah, Reese's Fast Break is good.
It's just their best product, for sure.
Take 5, I'll hit pretty good, too.
Not as good as that, in my opinion.
It's but fine.
It is my draft, so.
Fast Break Fuck is us. Better than a Take 5.
Yep.
Think so?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that invested. I don't care.
You look invested.
I used to be okay. All right. My number 3, it's kind of a hard find. A little bit of a rare. But it's paired to pizza a little bit. So this is where it kind of gets fucked up. But
get
it's still that
it.
Good. New Orleans style chips. So there's Zaps, Voodoo.
The Voodoo chips.
Voodoo chips. If you find them. Trust me, I sent you, and they are good. They are fucking good.
They are good.
They are really good. They're just different. I don't know why they don't sell them just like anywhere. Drives me nuts. They're my favorite chips, but fuck, they're good.
Yeah, dude. Give
Otherwise,
me all the
if no Voodoo chips and you can get pizza, I think salt and vinegar chips with pizza are that's fire. It's a good combo.
My favorite combo with that is dill pickle.
That's good too.
Anything with vinegar in it, dude.
Vinegar, yeah.
Just
vinegar with pizza is just
fire. It's good. My final.
You're done.
You're done.
What?
Should we do 4?
Yeah.
You want to rattle off a 4?
Okay. Or
then
some honorable mentions.
Okay, let's do it. 1 honorable mention each. That's perfect.
My honorable mention is Reese's Sticks.
Okay, it's worse. That's worse than Fast Breaks.
No. No, dude, I don't give a fuck what you have to say. Those things are so good. They're clean. They don't melt on your hands as soon as you touch them. They are just so good. And they're just in nice little sticks. You can put them back in your blind bag.
You do like Reese's Sticks.
Oh,
I've
God, I'm obsessed.
Lot.
Oh, I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah.
My honorable mention, I'm a big sharing is caring guy. So Dots Pretzels, very good.
That was my other one.
Mm-hmm.
Dots
Southwest.
Good.
Southwest Dots Pretzels, dude.
Oh,
my God.
For breakfast, it's not for breakfast. It's not French toast, but there's like a cinnamon one. It's in a purple bag.
Ew, dude.
Those are so good.
For breakfast?
Well, if you're going out in the morning.
You are the weirdest eater I've ever met.
There's just no chance. No chance I'm putting cinnamon sugar in my mouth
dude,
for breakfast.
They're so good. It's like cinnamon toast.
No.
On a pretzel.
Bro.
It's fire.
Fucking wild.
Pookie is just looking absolutely fire tonight.
All right. My honorable mention would probably be a Kit Kat. I just like Kit Kats. Basic.
Never seen
clean,
one.
Clean, simple, to the point. That's not true. If I buy a candy bar,
I can't think of one.
Kit Kat.
Kit Pep.
Kit Pep.
Anyway.
So that's
all our
picks.
Yeah, I think one thing we should do before we leave these, by the way, is read our finals.
Okay.
Then you listen to the whole thing, and then you're like, what was the round lineup again? So if you want to just say what 4, your 3, and then your honorable mention.
Yeah. So my My picks were pizza of any kind, obsessed with it. And then
Liquid Death.
Liquid Death or sparkling water in any way is my second. And then my third was apple fritters. And then my honorable mention was Reese's Sticks.
Yeah, so with Joey's order, you're getting pizza, apple fritter, a Reese's stick, and a Liquid Death. All right.
So it's okay.
Sucks.
Yeah, I agree.
Shut up, nipple boy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, mine is
weird. If anyone picks you, they're fucking weird.
You're wrong. Mine is
nipple Gatorade.
Blue nips from
blue
Gatorade.
Nipple Gatorade.
Beef jerky.
Beef jerky.
Get the meat in the morning. Reese's Fast Break, and then Dots pretzels.
Dude, he said blue nips.
Yeah. Oh my god! All right.
You can't talk about Maddie like that on the podcast.
Okay,
okay. That's messed up.
All right, mine is a Red Bull. If you want my order, specifically a blueberry Red Bull, a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant or muffin before the biscuit, hopefully. The Voodoo chips and a Kit Kat.
Okay. And you vote on Instagram. There'll be a poll.
Yep.
You can pick who's you would pick or who's your favorite.
Check our Instagram on Thursdays. Throwback Thursdays.
Yep.
All right. It's been enough. We've done good. What do you say, boys?
I'd say
music.
Yeah.
El Musica. Perfect. All right. Hey, thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it. See you guys next week.
And, yeah, we'll see you next week.
Hey, one more thing.